How do you like these high degree days? Oh, praise the Lord for air conditioning. The heat plus all the allergies that are in the air really make it difficult for those who of us, including me, who have asthma. Yes. So if you hear my voice changing as I'm broadcasting, you can know that my asthma is kicking in. Thank you so much for your patience. Well, next Sunday is Father's Day. Are you going to be doing something special? Well, no doubt the coronavirus will cancel out many of the planned family gatherings. But praise the Lord for media. We can see each other and we can visit together at a distance. Now, here's my verse for the day. It's kind of short and sweet. I'm just giving you the first part of the verse, Ephesians 6, verse 2, which starts out by saying, honor your father. Yep, it goes on and says, and your mother, which is the first commandment with a promise. So that's kind of short and sweet. You can remember that one. Well, I want to give you a little story in regard to that in response to honoring your father. I saw it and I thought, oh, that's a good illustration. Amid the celebration, there was a tragedy. It was the opening ceremonies of the 1992 Summer Olympic Games in Barcelona. One by one, the teams entered the stadium and paraded around the track to the cheers of 65,000 people. But guess what? Over in one section of that Olympic stadium, shock and sadness took place. The father of the United States swimmer, Ron Carnaugh, was stricken with a fatal heart attack. Then 5 days later, Ron showed up for his race wearing his dad's hat. Why the hat? It was the swimmer's tribute to his dad. He described him as my best friend. The hat was one his dad had worn when the both of them went fishing and did things together. So wearing that hat was Ron's way of honoring his dad. Honoring him for standing beside him and encouraging him and guiding him all through his training. When Ron dove into the water, he did so without his dad's presence, but remembering his dad and all of his help in his life and all the values that his dad taught him. On my last broadcast, I didn't have enough time to finish my message concerning Zebedee, the father of the disciples, James and John. So let me finish my broadcast today. If you search the Old Testament, it is absolutely amazing how few dads that there are that I could use as examples for all of us. Many godly men were failures as fathers, and their children paid the ultimate price. Let me give you just a few of those names. Let me see. I think of Jacob's son who followed in his footsteps and tried to take the life of their own brother. And how about King David? Yes, he neglected to discipline his children. And as a result, several of his sons were involved in horrible activities. And Solomon even taking away his father's throne. And then, how about King Solomon? He, too, was a poor father. his son joined a rebellion against the king. And in spite of their faith, Jacob, David, and Solomon gave a negative role as a model for their children. So as I searched the scriptures, the examples of the bad far outweighed the good. I guess I can refer to Romans 3:23, for all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Excuse me. Well, on my last broadcast, as I said, I presented Zebedee as one who was a good example as a father. If you weren't tuned in, let me review just a little bit by reminding you that Zebedee, of course, was the father of James and John, and they were working with their father in the fishing business. And Jesus was walking along the Sea of Galilee, and he stopped by, and he saw Zebedee and his two sons. And their hired servants were in the boat, and some out of the boat, washing their nets. Then he asked James and John, Jesus said, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." So James and John left their nets and their godly father to serve the Lord the rest of their lives. You'll notice that there was not a word said about Zebedee raising his voice and saying, "No way can they leave me. I need those boys to help me run this big fishing business." Not Zebedee. Not a word was said. And he could have said, "Our business is too big for the boys to leave me." Aren't you glad that he didn't say anything and that he allowed them to be fishers of men? Zebedee's training prepared James and John for a life of wonderful, intimate fellowship with Jesus, the Messiah. It's obvious that he modeled discipline, respect for authority, persistence, because his sons demonstrated those traits as disciples and followers of Jesus. The book of Matthew would not have mentioned James and John's father so many times if it were not for a wonderful influence. I was thinking about some things that the two sons learned from their professional fishing godly father. First of all, they learned to be courageous. You see, the Sea of Galilee is one of the most dangerous body of waters in the world. It happens to be right in the between two hills. Well, they call them mountains in the Holy Land, but I think they're probably between 3,000 and 4,000 feet high. So if you count that as a mountain, that's okay. But if you recall the story of the terrible storm that the disciples were in, and Jesus rescued them and stilled the storm, that was just one example. One minute that body of water, it was nice and calm, and the next minute the waves were covering the boat, and they were about to sink in the storm. I guess, you know, as I was reading that, I thought, life's like that. One minute things are going nice and smooth and you're rejoicing. And then, boom, you go to the doctor and the doctor says, "I'm sorry, but you have cancer." Or maybe you're out going on an errand and you have an automobile accident. Or maybe your house is burning. Maybe you're in the middle of a tornado. All those things can happen so quickly. No doubt Zebedee and his sons were caught in many storms, and the father just knew when to come to shore. He'd look at the clouds, look at the wind and the direction of that. He would really know, and he would have taught how to face tough times with lots of courage. Don't you think that would have happened? I'm sure it did. And then another thing I thought about that Zebedee taught James and John, and that was to be decisive. As I understand from fishermen, it's so important to know when and where to fish. Wise fathers teach their children to take time to pray and to take time to make wise plans in their lives. Children need to see their dad follow through in making decisions. One of the most important things to teach your children is to be decisive. And I'm sure that you've heard me say many times, children do not learn to make wise decisions in their lives, and they get into a peck of troubles. And this comes so many times from parents making poor choices and being a poor example. So if you say you love the Lord, then you must walk the talk. That's hard, isn't it? Because all of us can look at our own lives and say, I failed in this and I failed in that. But you know what? Jesus forgives us and he keeps on teaching us. Aren't you glad? Well, sometimes kids can be carbon copies of those who guide their lives. So it's so important to be a wise father and a mother, I've just got to add that, and teach the children to be decisive. And then they learn to be patient. I think that's one of the first ones when you go fishing. You can sit there all day and maybe even to the night and still not catch a fish. So it takes patience, doesn't it, if you stay out there determined to get a fish. And it takes waiting sometimes for that fish to gulp down the hook. I understand that sometimes you have to fish all day and you can still go home and say, did you catch anything? Nope. All disgusted. But you still go right back out and go fishing. Keep on trying. Yes, that's another good indication of teaching patience and keep on keeping on. How many times James and John had to wait on the Lord for all of those 3 years of training that Jesus gave them? The dangerous places they had to go, my goodness, it was awful. And remember, they were in the water and they had to be rescued, and so many times in the riots and what have you. But they followed Jesus everywhere and were his intimate friends. You see, God's plans and God's schedule, it might not be ours, but we need to teach the children to be patient, keep on trying, and keep on learning from the Word of God. I love that verse found over in Isaiah 40:31. They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Yes, fathers need to teach their children persistence, determination, discernment. Oh my goodness, all of these things that I've mentioned are necessary if you're a good fisherman. And let me just close with this statement. Your children will reflect your traits as they watch your life. Every day your children see past any facade that might fool the rest of the world. But the children watch your attitude. They watch you the way you work. They watch you the way you are faithful to do the chores, how you treat their mother. And little ears pick up on how you talk, and little eyes watch how you handle problems in your life. I guess my challenge is, Dad, please try to make time. That is so important. That's what children need the most, is your time. And be an example before the Lord and before your precious children. Let me tell you, if you don't make time when they're young, you'll have to take time when they are a teenager and when they're older. So I'll just close by saying Happy Father's Day and God bless you. Bye-bye.